Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Baba Basra Nun Ches, Baba Basra 58a, pagination is 115, will make mention of the facing page, and then we will begin on the fourth line. On the previous page, which we did in yesterday's session, we had a Gemara that stated about a third of the way down, Amar Rabbi Yechanan Mishum Rabbi Bana'a, Rabbi Yechanan said in the name of Rabbi Bana'a, Bakol Shutvim Ma'akvim Ze'ezeh, partners can stop one another from using their joint property, except for Kivisa, except for laundry. And this was done to protect the tznius of the Jewish women, who would prefer to be able to do their laundry in a fenced-in yard instead of in the public. And therefore, Chazal intervened and said, partners can object to all kinds of uses, using it for an oven, or using it for whatever, for grinding things, but for laundry, that is permitted if one of the partners' families wants to use it for that purpose. We protect them and allow them to use it. We have a vested interest in allowing the laundry to be done in the fenced-in yard. That statement is being quoted from Rabbi Bana'a. Rabbi Bana'a is not a person who's frequently quoted in the Talmud. Nevertheless, as we see on today's daf, in the words of Rashbam, Adam gadol v'chashuv hayo. He was a great and important person. He is a Rebbe of Rabbi Yechanan. And we'll see specific stories about him, about his perception, and about his greatness. It's a bit reminiscent of the tradition that we have regarding the Trei Asar, the 12 prophets that were joined into one of the books of Holy Scripture, Hosea, Yonah, the different Amos, the different prophets that are part of Trei Asar, that even though they were limited in their literary contribution towards Kisvei Kodesh, but they were very great people. And one should not judge the person's worthiness based on the amount of, quote, real estate that they have in Jewish tradition. These were very great people, regardless. So the Gemara tells us on the fourth line, Rabbi Bana'a have a kometzayin ma'arto. Rabbi Bana'a was marking the caves, meaning the grave area, so that the deceased people shouldn't cause tumah, impurity, to kachim, to tyrus that were passed nearby. They would go above it and cause an ohel, a tent, so to speak, going over the ear space of the deceased person, and he wanted to mark them. Kimata la ma'arta de Avram, when he got to the cave of Avram by the Ma'ara Samachpela, Ashkeche le Eliezer Eved Avram, he found Eliezer, the servant of Avram, dikoi kame bava, that he was standing in front of the door as a guard, presumably not letting people in unless they had authorization. Amale, so Rabbi Bana'a asked, Maika Ovid Avram, what is Avram doing? Amale Goni Bekanfa de Sora. Avram and Sora are together. Amale, so Rabbi Bana'a said, Zil, go in. Emale, tell Avram Avinu, Bana'a koi abava. Bana'a is standing by the doorway and he wants to come in. And indeed, Rabbi Bana'a was given permission to come in, And we're told that since there's no Yetzer Hara in the world to come, so the fact that Avram and Sarah are together, that's not going to infringe on anyone's tznius or anyone's perception of greatness of Avram. It's all fine because there's no Yetzer Hara in that world. And therefore, they're together as life partners, Avram and Sarah. Ayil ayin v'nofak. So Rabbi Bana went in, he checked it out, he measured it, and now he knew above the cave how much to mark out as the grave area. Kimata lama'arta de Adam harishon, when he got to the cave of Adam, Yatz Zabasko v'omra, a voice came out from heaven and told him, Hashem's method of communication with him, Nistakalta b'dmus d'yukni, b'dyukni atzma al tistakil. You've looked at the derivative of Hashem's image. The human being was created, b'tzelem Elokim, in the image of Hashem, the physical manifestation, a hand, just as Hashem reaches out, so we have a hand. Hashem sees everything, so we have eyes. It's the physical manifestation, the greatest physical presentation of Hashem's qualities, his attributes. So you've looked at what's reminiscent of the original creation, but b'diyukni atzma al tistakel, the original form, meaning Adam himself, I don't want you going into that cave and looking at Adam. So Rabbi Bana, quite confidently, said, "Haba ina litziyune ma'arta, but I'm part of a project. I need to mark out the place of the cave." And he was told that the same dimensions of the cave that Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov are with their wives, that's the dimension of the other cave, the other area that Adam and Chava are in. The Marsha tells us that tzaddikim b'misosan kiruyin chayim. Tzaddikim, even in their death, are still called alive. And we have in this Gemara a little glimpse, almost an attempt to illustrate to us some level of understanding of what it means that a tzaddik, even after passing, is still alive. He does not have a Yetzer Hara, but he's still alive. There's animation, there's livingness to the person. And we indeed find this in different places, glimpses. We find that Navos, for example, the person who was murdered by Izebel's plot so that the vineyard could go to her husband Achav. So Navos was very bitter about what happened. And Chazal describe that he continued to be a person, so to speak, and he became a ruach, a spirit that would mislead Achav and cause him to go into battle and to his death. The Ben Yehoyada writes that this event did not actually happen in a physical sense, but rather it was a vision and a conversation that Rabbi Bana had, like Bachalom, as if in a dream, similar to a nevuah type of thing, activation of the dream center. The Ben Yehoyada invokes the first perek of Hosea, according to the Pirish of the Radak, where Hosea is told, "Kach lecha eshes zenunim, take a prostitute and have children through her," and the Mefarshim are astounded. What kind of directive is this being given to a Navi? A Navi is such a saintly, righteous person. So some learn it was like a Horash Shah, a specific Nevuah he was being told to do. And there were great lessons to be learned, that the Jewish people strayed from Hashem. They were unfaithful, so this woman is an unfaithful type of woman, etc. But the Radak learns that it should be understood, kol zeho inyan bemare hanavua. It was a vision. And the Radak says that Yonasan tirgeim, that in Targum Yonasan, it's al derech mashal. It's an analogy, it's a parable. V'nachanu pirusho, and the Radak learns that that's correct. So Ben Yoyada learns that similarly, this was a vision rather than an actual dialogue with Eliezer, the servant of Avram, etc. Another story with Rabbi Bano'o, in terms of his perception and confidence in the words of Chazal. It's about 20 lines up at the end of a line. Ahu Gavra, there was a man. The Shama Ledevis, who he heard from his wife, the Ka'omra Levrata, that she was telling the daughter, Amaylo Tzinias Be'isura, why aren't you more circumspent in your immorality? Why don't you do it bitznius, a little bit more discreetly? And she continued, and she said, Hachitza, this woman, meaning herself, Asara Bani Isla, she has 10 sons, Velesli Me'avuch Elochad, and only one of them is from your father. So that she's saying, disclosing to the daughter with the husband overhearing, unbeknownst to her, that really only one of the sons is legitimate. Kishachiv, when he was dying, Omaluhu, he made a declaration of Shchiv Meira, a declaration that's binding regarding the inheritance. Kol Nechosai Lechad Bura, all of my property should go to one of the sons. And he had confidence that Rabbi Bano, the Bezdin, would be able to figure out which son is the legitimate son. Lo yadi, lahi minayu. They didn't know who to give the property to. They knew something was up, but they didn't know how to interpret it. Asur l'kamedu Rabbi Bano, they came in front of Rabbi Bano, Amalu, and he told them, Zilu chavotu kavro da avuchon. Adikoi umagli luchu lahi minayichu shavka. I want you to go and bang on the grave of your father. All 10 sons should go and bang on the grave of the father until he gets up and he tells you which son he meant to give the inheritance to. Ozlukulu, they all went except for the son. Hahud debreyav elo ozal, the one that was the legitimate son didn't have the chutzpah to do that to his father, even under the orders, in order to find out about the inheritance, he wouldn't do that to his father. Amalahu. And Rabbi Bano says, Kulu nichsi dahai, the property goes to this son, because I have revealed which one is the legitimate son. A mamzer, our tradition, has chutzpah, and the legitimate son, his neshama knew that he was the real, that this was his father, and he didn't have that chutzpah, and his lack of willingness to do this exercise revealed that he was the legitimate son, the solution from Rabbi Bana on this interesting case. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.